It's time to talk Perry LeCompton football with the coach Mike Paramore here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you last week. Perry LeCompton went on the road and finished off the regular season at Santa Fe Trail. Ultimately got out to a great start, but won 27-21 and would end up being a lot closer game than really the game started. So, coach, we'll start there. Just overall, still a really good win for your guys going on the road to Trail, a tough place to go play, but you started to get off to a good start and ultimately come out with a 6-point win. So, just overall, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, we'll always celebrate getting a win. I mean, it is tough to win, and the amount of work that goes in by both teams, if you can come out on top, we're excited to get a win. But, feel like we got to play better consistently. Like the way we started the game, jumped out 21-0, and it felt like we were playing pretty good, both sides of the ball, come out of half, and they get a quick touch, and we go back and answer it, feel like we're good. But, we just got to learn to play with consistency, learn to play with that constant great effort and stay focused. Hard to tell. Not going to take anything away from Trail. They made some nice plays. It got themselves excited, got themselves back in the game. But when we get that kind of lead, we need to go finish the game off.
Yeah, and you had a good performance from Ricky Tooley. He stepped in at quarterback for Gunnar Ball and threw for 3 touchdowns, 2 of those to Kale Gorski. What did you see from Ricky, just the simple fact that he stepped in and played well on Friday?
Yeah, and it's good to see that he's done a good job, and he's a smart kid, and he's a tough kid. And for him to come in and keep our offense going and, be dangerous with his arm and was still a threat running the football, really pleased with what he did. It's nice to know we got that kind of depth of guys that can step in and play.
Now you look ahead to this week, you'll open up the playoffs, you'll take on Sabetha, you'll have that on your home turf. We'll talk about that matchup with the Blue Jays when we return here on the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. We'll talk with head coach Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry. And, well, coach, you look ahead here to the opening round of the playoffs. Obviously, win or go home now at this point in this season, but you'll have Sabetha coming to town. Luckily, you do have a home playoff game here against the Blue Jays. And, I mean, obviously you haven't played Sabetha this year, but you know Sabetha extremely, extremely well from the past several years playing in some big games. So what do you look at here with this matchup coming up Friday?
Sabetha, they're going to be extremely well coached. Coach Michael does a great job with their kids up there. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. For us, we got to come in and number one priority is stop the run. We got to be good at making sure we got our run fits and take care of business on that side, because what they're doing offensively, they give you a lot of different looks, present the play in a lot of different ways, and are really physical in what they're doing with it. So we got to be very sound on defense and see if we get some stops. Offensively, we need to continue to build on things and see if we can put together some drives, get ourselves a good field position, make sure we capitalize when we get opportunities, see if we can go score. It should be a heck of a football game. We've had some great games with them in the past, and expect a head knocker on Friday.
And it's not just the offense of Sabetha, right? Lately, it's been the special teams of the Blue Jays that has been really good. They returned a couple of punts for touchdowns. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown last Friday night. So is that something you work on even a little bit more here, especially with it being playoff time, knowing that every special team's play and really every play in the game means so much more?
No, absolutely. Special teams are important to us, and it's something we continue to work on and get better at and make sure we understand the role, because those plays are huge. If you get a return or a big play on a kickoff, that changes momentum. That brings excitement to your guys, and those things can change the complexion of a game. So it's important that we continue, and just like anything else in the phases of our game, we want to make sure we're getting better every week at what we're doing.
And ultimately, coach, this is the final time we'll talk here with regularity on this season. So I just want to get your overall thoughts on the year as a whole. I know it's been kind of up and down a little bit, but your guys really have done a really good job of stepping into some guys in new roles. What have just been your thoughts overall here on this 2021 season?
Yeah, a lot of new roles. And, it was an unknown coming in. So many new faces that had to step in and play, losing that great senior class from last year. Just like the way they've went out and given us good effort and continue to improve and continue to get better. We played with, our senior class didn't have a lot of experience. Only a handful of those guys have really played on Friday night. So a lot of juniors had to step in and play this year who, last year were playing JV. So that process of them having to grow up and get better, it just like the way they go about their business, and hopefully that'll lay a foundation as we try to make a run into the playoffs and see what we can carry over.
Well, coach, certainly wish you the best of luck beginning with Sabetha on Friday, a game we'll have live on FM 103.9 KNZA. But, coach, thank you so much for all the time you've taken out this year. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck here the rest of the way.
Hey, I appreciate the coverage, John. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Of course, coach. Thank you. Again, that's Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause, joining us on our locker room chats, and they're brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.